federal employees have a chance to get an in-depth look into the inner workings of the Japanese government. The Mansfield Foundation is accepting applications for employees to spend 1 year abroad. Dave Bowling is director of the Mike Mansfield Fellowship Program. It's a congressionally mandated professional exchange for mid-level U.S. government employees. He joins us now with details of the application process and why federal employees should think about applying. Mr. Bowling, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having us.
So give us some background on the Mansfield Foundation itself. How did this all come to be?
Sure. Let me take a minute just to talk about Mike Mansfield, because I expect some of your listeners may not know who Mike Mansfield was. Mike Mansfield was born in the early 1900s in New York City, but his mom died when he was seven, so his father sent him out to Montana to be raised by relatives. At the age of 14, he decided he wanted to enlist into the military. He dropped out of school, and he served in the military, ultimately in the Marines. And then he came back after World War One, and was a copper miner, actually in Montana. But then things started to change for him. He went back to school, got an education, ended up getting a graduate degree in Asia Studies. And then he went on to become a congressman from Montana, and then a U.S. senator from Montana. He ended up serving as U.S. Senator and Majority Leader of the Senate from 1961 to 1977. And then after he retired from the Senate, President Jimmy Carter nominated him to be ambassador to Japan. And although President Carter and President Reagan didn't agree on a whole lot of things, President Reagan agreed that Mike Mansfield was good as an ambassador to Japan, and he reappointed him to be ambassador to Japan until 1988. So Mike Mansfield had an extraordinary long career, both as a statesman and as ambassador to Japan. And this fellowship was started in 1994, to help build up the expertise within the U.S. government on the Japanese government system and how it works.
All right. So I guess the second question I would have is, given all the concentration on what's going on in the Middle East and our concentration with China and North Korea, Japan has been kind of out of the radar a little bit for the United States in recent years, at least in terms of news. What makes Japan still relevant for federal employees to want to go exchange there?
Well, I tell you, Japan is one of our key allies. They are the second largest contributor next to the United States when it comes to funds distributed in Afghanistan. They've already given $3.2 billion in Afghanistan. They are second largest contributor next to the United States in Iraq, with nearly $5 billion distributed. Also, they're the second largest contributor in Pakistan. So when it comes to national security issues, I think it's fair to say Japan is one of our key allies that we turn to. And then also, of course, the economic relationship. Japan is still the third largest economy in the world. We have significant trade with Japan. So when it comes to both national security issues and economics, Japan is one of our key allies. And that's why the Mike Mansfield Fellowship is so important. Let me tell your listeners just a little bit about how the fellowship works. First, you have to be a federal government employee to be considered for this fellowship and have worked in the federal government for at least 2 years. If you can meet that requirement, then and you're working on, I think, Asia-related issues or Japan-related issues, and you applied for the fellowship and you were selected, then you would spend 1 year in Washington, D.C., studying Japanese very intensively. And then after that 1 year is complete, you go over and work in the Japanese government for 1 year, usually in your counterpart agency. Mike Mansfield was very famous for saying that the U.S.-Japan relationship is the most important bilateral relationship in the world, bar none. What I say about the Mike Mansfield Fellowship is it is the most unique fellowship in the world, bar none. And what I mean by that is there is just no other fellowship that's set up that I'm aware of that gives you language training and then actually lets you go work in the foreign government side by side with your counterparts in that government. Then you have an obligation to come back to the U.S. government when your fellowship is finished and work for at least 2 years in the U.S. government. So those are the basics of the fellowship.
We're speaking with David Bowling, Deputy Executive Director of the Maureen and Mike Mansfield Foundation.
You give us a sense of how the fellowship works, the 2 year process. If a federal employee wants to apply, What is the application process like? Is it an essay? Is it just a basic Q&A? Give us a sense of how do you apply and what does it take?
Sure. I was a Mike Mansfield Fellow earlier in my career, so I'm very familiar with how it works. Basically, if you go to our website, you could just Google Mike Mansfield Foundation or Mike Mansfield Fellowships and get to our webpage. There's an online application that you'd fill out. But I think there's two, as I tell folks who are interested in this, two pitches you have to make. The first pitch is to your office, your agency, to convince them that it is in their interest to let you go, basically, for 2 years on this fellowship. You remain a federal employee in most cases, unless you're coming from Capitol Hill, and that's handled slightly differently. But you have that pitch that you have to make to convince your agency that this is worth their investment in you. So if you can get their approval, which is critical, then you can apply for the fellowship. And then there's a selection committee, and that's your second pitch. And the pitch you have to make to the selection committee is why this is going to promote your career, how Japan and Asia fits into your career from a long-term perspective, so that it is worth, from the foundation's perspective, investing in you. The applications are due this go-round in early April, April 2nd. I should say we usually we select historically anywhere from up to 8 to 4 fellows a year, and just this past year we celebrated the selection of our 100th fellow, which we're very very proud of.
Mr. Boland, you mentioned that you were indeed you did the fellowship. Give me a sense of what your experience was and what kind of work did you do with the Japanese government?
Yeah, I mean, to become a Mike Mansfield Fellow was a dream come true for me. It was something I had long wanted to be. I had a long-standing interest in Japan. I recognized that this was really a very unique fellowship. And that's one of the great benefits of federal government service, are these types of fellowships and opportunities that are out there. I was a lawyer at the Department of Justice. I worked in the Antitrust Division. So when I went to Japan to work in their government, I worked in their Ministry of Justice. I worked at their antitrust agency, and then I also worked at the Tokyo District Court. And it was absolutely terrific. It remains the highlight of my career, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to come to work for the foundation.
And so what do people that have come back from Japan tell you how it has changed them personally and their careers?
Well, you get lots of different stories, but I think, just the experience of learning a difficult language like Japanese really tests you. You have to be very persistent with that. And then living in a foreign culture has its challenges. So it really stretches you. It allows you to grow. But then we have fellows who come back and really integrate the experience into their work. And I've heard stories, from different fellows. For example, one was just telling me the other day about how the fellowship had paid so many dividends when he was in the middle of a negotiation with the Japanese government on a particular difficult issue, and he was able to call on the language skills, he was able to call on the network and the contacts that he had built up as a Mansfield Fellow to help address the issues that were of concern and move the negotiation forward and to a successful end.
What kind of advice do you give to people who are interested in applying for this? You talked about getting the buy-in from the agency and then going through the application process. But what kind of advice from your experience would you offer?
I think you just really need to think about your plan, how you're going to use this fellowship, how it is going to benefit the U.S. government, how it's going to benefit your agency, how it fits into your big picture or long-term goals that you have in your career. I think you need to spend some time thinking about, okay, if I were selected and I'm going to go to Japan, which agencies do I want to work in to learn about how the Japanese do whatever policy issue that you're interested in? So spending a fair amount of time talking or thinking about that, and then I should encourage anyone who's interested, certainly, to feel free to give the foundation a call. I'm happy to talk to them, or my colleagues would be happy to talk to them about the things that they need to be, the things that we would recommend that they think about.
And do families and spouses, and if there's children, for example, do they all go also?
That's an excellent question, and yes, the fellowship was created by an act of Congress, as I mentioned, in 1994, and the legislation provides that the foundation is to provide to the fellows, while they're in country, a housing allowance, a post allowance, and if there are children who are in school, an education allowance. So those things are provided to the fellows to you know, incentivize them to apply because we realize that they want to be with their families if they can be.
David Bowling is the director of the Mike Mansfield Fellowship Program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.